Today, on this episode of the PureDirect Special Spotlight.
I think we have a breakthrough drug that is the first new antithrombotic in over a decade that is likely to have a transformative impact on prevention.
Today, Dr. Sanosian and Saber join the podcast to discuss highlights from ISC 2026, insights into secondary stroke prevention from the OCEAN Stroke Trial, in this PureDirect Special Spotlight. All opinions expressed are those of the presenters and do not necessarily reflect the views of this educational initiative supporters.
Hi, I'm Narcis Sanosian, professor of neurology at the Keck School of Medicine of the University of Southern California.
And I'm Jeffrey Saver, distinguished professor of neurology at the David Geffen School of Medicine at UCLA.
Thanks for joining us. It's only been a few days since the International Stroke Conference 2026 in New Orleans, and some important data was presented, particularly around stroke prevention strategies and advances in secondary stroke reduction. Jeff, ready to get started?
Absolutely, Narcis.
To start us off, what would you say were the main prevention themes that emerged in this year's meeting?
Well, I think we have a breakthrough drug that is the first new antithrombotic in over a decade that is likely to have a transformative impact on prevention. And then a lot of important nuanced improvements and less for secondary prevention.
Well, let's talk about this landmark drug. Tell us about the drug. What was it and what were the main findings?
The drug is asundexian. It is a first-in-class factor 11 inhibitor in the coagulation cascade. And it was tested in a phase 3 global randomized study with tens of thousands of patients in placebo-controlled, non-cardioembolic stroke. 12,300 patients enrolled. And the interesting thing about asundexian and the factor 11A inhibitors in general is they block thrombosis in the lumen of the vessel, but not hemostasis in the wall of the vessel. And individuals who have genetically reduced factor 11 have reduced ischemic stroke with no intracerebral hemorrhage, and was hoped that that's what would happen in this trial. So they randomized patients to asundexian 50 milligrams once a day after initial ischemic stroke within 72 hours, added to standard antiplatelet therapy. Patients could get single or double antiplatelet therapy in this trial, plus asundexian. And the recurrent ischemic stroke rate was reduced by 26% versus placebo, highly statistically significant, and there was no increase in brain hemorrhage. Two-thirds of the patients were on double antiplatelet therapy, and adding a third antithrombotic with this special property to it did not increase bleeding.
That's probably the most amazing finding. And what makes this medication something that's really going to be potentially taken up is that you don't have to change the antiplatelet therapy in any way. You can add it to the antiplatelet therapy and not have additional bleeding risk. I found that was very surprising to me, because you want to think that more antithrombotic efficacy carries a higher bleeding risk, but in this study, they were able to show that it did not, which I thought was a very interesting finding.
Yeah, this seems to be the long-sought-after magic bullet, and a drug that reduces the clots that cause ischemic stroke without increasing the clots that cause hemorrhagic stroke. And I'm trying to go on record with the first acronym, because we're not going to be talking about DAPT, double antiplatelet therapy, or antiplatelet monotherapy, because we're going to be having lots of patients on three drugs. And it can't be TEP, because this is an anticoagulant, not an antiplatelet. So I'm suggesting TAT, T-A-T-T, triple antithrombotic therapy, as a new aggressive way of preventing recurrent stroke.
And when it comes to secondary stroke prevention, these are the patients at highest risk for recurrent stroke. And that risk is very front-loaded. So I imagine that we're going to be changing the way we approach these patients during the diagnostic evaluation, and we're probably going to be sending them home on these new medications, don't you think?
Yes, patients were started in the trial within 72 hours of onset. But interestingly, although we use doublet antiplatelet therapy usually for just the first 21 days in these patients, the study drug was continued for years and continued to exert benefit. Unlike doublet antiplatelet therapy, where the bleeding risk equals the ischemic stroke prevention after 3 weeks, and you don't want to continue it here, since there is no bleeding risk, patients benefited from staying on it long term.
So you think the best approach would be to, in a high-risk stroke patient with a recent stroke, dual antiplatelet for 21 days and then single antiplatelet plus the factor 11A. Is that the way you see it being used going forward?
Yes. For these patients in whom the stroke was of atherosclerotic origin or lacunar with athero elsewhere or cryptogenic in origin, not for the cardiomyopathic stroke patients, they were excluded from this trial. They should get different sets of agents.
True. And it's interesting because when we think about the pillars of stroke prevention, antithrombotics are one part of it. Interestingly, the other ones being blood pressure control, et cetera. Do you think there's any more gains we could potentially make within the area of antithrombosis for atherosclerotic stroke? Or do you think we've maximized the that particular pillar of stroke prevention?
Well, I would have said before this trial that we'd already maximized this pillar of stroke prevention, which shows what I know. So learning my lesson, I'm going to keep my hopes up that we can have more agents that give us even better preventions.
True. And thinking about that as well, this idea that stroke prevention really is a multimodal approach. There's so much to stroke prevention, antithrombotics being one part of it, but the other parts being statins and blood pressure control, diabetes management, and lifestyle interventions. It certainly seems like this is a call to arms for vascular neurologists and primary care doctors to really recognize how important stroke prevention is and to focus on the new as well as what we know works, which is the multimodal stroke prevention.
Yeah, the full packet of statins, blood pressure control, diabetes, lifestyle change, plus antithrombotics has to be undertaken and reduces stroke risk by 80-90%. One stroke is more than enough, so we have to do our best to prevent the second one. Please join us for the next part of our discussion on ISC 2026.
And that's today's Specialist Spotlight. Thank you for joining us for this episode of PeerDirect Medical News Podcast. For more stories like these, visit us at peerdirect.com. Thoughts, comments, or suggestions? Please leave us a review on your preferred listening platform or email us at editorial@peerdirect.com. Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also download our Amazon Alexa Flash Briefing Medical News Roundup and just ask, "What's my flash briefing?" Thanks today to our guests, Dr. Sanosian and Saber. Join me next time for an episode where we cover the latest stories in the world of medicine.